It's been great, actually. I've been having an incredible time. Lots of really, really interesting conversations, making a lot of connections, pulling people together, getting an initiative off the ground already, trying to get the office squared up so I can use it in there. But the learning curve has been steep, but it's been good. It's been very good.
I know. I talked with Lydia Lavelle, I think, last year at around this time, and she had been on the job for a full year, and she was like, yeah, it's still steep. It gradually levels off as you get in, but it stays steep for a while. So what's the initiative?
The initiative is to feed our kids over the summer. 1 in 4 children in Chapel Hill and Carrboro are on the free and reduced lunch program and don't have enough to eat over the summer months. And with the cutbacks from the state and the federal in education, we're not doing as many summer school programs. So a lot of our kids who normally get breakfast and lunch and snack at school aren't getting those foods. So pulling together all the wonderful groups we have in town and working with the school system. And there's a No Kid Hungry program that's a national program. And UNC stepped up to the plate. They want to be part of this. So we're pulling them all together. We're going to come together in January. Actually, they met today. They've been having to get started thinking about how this is going to work. And we're going to pull all the stakeholders together in January and have a plan ready to roll out so that we're ready for the summer.
Awesome. I hope that works out really well. And again, we'll be talking about that more next year. And I know it's bad enough for winter break where students are off for just a couple of weeks and they still are, you know, families are struggling to make ends meet then. And the summertime is even worse. It's 3 months.
Oh, it's a long period of time. And I don't think people in our community realize how important it is. Food is important for learning. It's important that kids do better in school when they've had a good breakfast and good lunch, but also over the summer if they're not getting what they need, or if families are having to struggle to feed the kids and they're having to take away from other things that they need to have. So we have the resources in this community. We have the brain power. We can make this program work, and we have the collaborative effort, and we can make it work.
All right. We'll hear more about that in the coming months and getting that off the ground in 2016. Speaking with Pam Heminger, the new mayor of Chapel Hill, what have you learned in the first couple of of weeks? What has been the most surprising thing?
I don't know, surprising, but just really positive and hopeful. There's a lot of good people with a lot of good energy who want to do a lot of amazing things, and they want to make Chapel Hill the best place to live, work, and play. So these conversations have been enlightening and helpful, and people are ready to head in all kinds of directions, and I think that's really good. I know it's really good. I'm excited, too. We're making some significant changes in our planning and inspections department, and things are a little slow right now over there, so it's a great time to do that. And working with the builder and developer community and residential, and when people are wanting to do some improvements there. I don't know if surprising is the right word. It's all been, like I said, it's been educational and it's been inspiring and wonderful interactions with UNC at many levels. So it's been fascinating.
And the planning and inspections people are sitting in their offices right now going, what do you mean slow? We've got all these mounds in my email inbox.
They're catching up. Well, part of the process of improving that department is helping make their jobs more efficient and more positive. It's no fun to work in a place where you're having to constantly put out fires and people are criticizing left and right. That's not a good work environment either. So we can make some good changes there.
So 2016 is coming up just around the corner, and I know we're talking to you today, and then it's holiday season, so we'll talk with you again in January. We're not going to see you again until then, but what is on the agenda for you and for the town for 2016? What are we going to see?
We'll start back. Actually, we have some development reviews that come right at us in January. We've been holding some training sessions for those of us who are new to get up to speed on some of those and just on town procedures, and looking at the retreat on are the tools that we have for making those kinds of decisions, the right kinds of tools, and what does that look like, and how are we going to maybe make some changes in that direction. We're also all the bonds passed. Mm-hmm. And that's really encouraging. Citizens want the things that we offered in the bonds. So looking at the plans to enact some of those and take some action, really make steps. I'm really excited about the sidewalk proposal. We've had several safety concerns in our town, and we need to get moving on these projects. And the citizens overwhelmingly supported the bond. So that's a big signal they want to get moving on those.
Absolutely. And, of course, development was the big issue for the 2015 election. So as you continue to have the development conversations, and a lot of development proposals were on the table before the election, are still on the table after the election. So is that the nature, the tone, or the questions that are being asked, are they going to be different as we head into next year?
I think they'll be different just because you have different eyes coming in. There's four of us new on council. That creates a different dynamic, different viewpoints, welcoming different viewpoints, and discussions on what that looks like. Some of these proposals, though, have already gone through the process, and I won't say done deal, but are close to the finish line. So there's other ones that will be coming down the pike as well, and it'll be just a different set of eyes and a different blend looking at these proposals.
Any particular developments for next year?
I think one.
What are we going to be hearing about for the next 12 months?
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we're going to have to move our police station, and we're looking at a combination of the police station, perhaps Parks and Rec, and some other town entities coming together in one site. Our current police station is an aged facility that's built on top of a coal ash dump. Not a good combination.
I didn't know about the coal ash dump.
Yes, it's sitting on top of a coal ash dump.
I knew the aged facility part.
Right. So we need to find a long-term solution that works for our town and for the citizens mostly, and for our wonderful police officers and people who work for the town to have a better facility to be in. So that's going to be one of the projects. I know that's not the development project you're talking about, but it's a big project.
That actually is a really big thing, and I know that's been on the sort of the back burner for quite a few years now, so that's exciting that that's starting next year.
So taking a tour of that, taking a tour of some of our fire stations that are in much need of an upgrade, taking a tour of some of the Greenway projects that are going on right now, and I'm trying to sit into each board and commission as I can get through them just to get a feel for what they're working on. Is it Parks and Rec and Greenways last night to hear what their priority list was, and we have some good ideas. The pickleball group came forward to make a proposal to convert a couple of tennis courts to pickleball because pickleball has grown in popularity that we have over, I think they said 350 to 60 people playing and a wait list of 500 who want to play. So some new and creative ideas coming to town.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I did not expect I was going to be on the air hearing
pickleball.
About the explosion of pickleball and what the town is going to do in order to manage the
hey,
demand.
I've been to many tournaments traveling with my husband who plays.
What is pickleball? I feel like I've heard about this, but I don't know.
It's sweeping the nation. pickleball is named by the man who invented it. His dog's name was Pickles, so that's why it's called pickleball. But it's a sport that's played on half of a tennis court. It's sort of sized that way. It's a flat paddle like a ping pong paddle, racquetball kind of. It's rectangular, and you play with a wiffle ball. So it's easy to get pretty decent at it pretty quickly.
Okay.
And you can play singles, but mostly it's mixed and mixed doubles, and that's why you can play it at age 8 or age 80, and then you can interact that way because even no matter how you find a lot of former tennis players who can't run the court anymore or have injuries, wanting to still be competitive. And I said we went to the National Senior Games this year, and there were over 650 people playing in pickleball from all over the country at this qualifying level. You had to win your state in order to be there.
Was that the one in Minnesota?
Good for you. And it was fascinating just talking to different people from around the country playing this sport because it's for all ages, it's for all ability levels. No matter how hard you whack the pickleball, you're not going to hurt the person on the other side, and they have an opportunity to get it because the wiffle ball moves more slowly than a tennis ball would move.
Interesting. So they have, like, special paddles for
Yes, special flat paddles.
It's like a whole pickleball equipment industry.
And again, you don't
have
to
spend... Can we get that in Orange County?
Yes.
Can we Steve Brantley on that?
There's tournaments all over North Carolina going on. My husband travels for those and with his group. And there's a group playing indoors. You can play indoors on the basketball courts as well. The nets are portable. The rackets and wiffle balls are not that expensive, so it's not very expensive to get in the sport. And it's a healthy thing to do. I mean, it's very social. Games are quick. Scoring is a little different because each person takes turns serving. So it's kind of a combination between tennis and table tennis.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Google pickleball. You'll be fascinated.
I think I will. All right. Well, speaking with Pam Heminger, mayor of Chapel Hill, before we let you go, I think the other big issue of the 2015 election was sort of public feedback and public comment and how the town deals with that and responds to it and is responsive to it. And I know in the first couple of weeks, you're still talking with town people, I assume mostly. But as we get into 2016, what is the town going to do in addition to what's already being done to collect public feedback and be responsive?
So we've already actually put a few changes in. We're going to move our work sessions to 7 p.m. like our regular meetings so we're not confusing the public. We started a petitions spreadsheet that we're going to track all petitions and requests that come to council. The leadership will meet with the manager and we'll make assignments and figure out and follow through on those requests. We're also going to try to work some more things to help council meetings be more visible for the TV viewing audience, which I have spent some some time viewing to see what it looks like when you're not down in Town Hall. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to get the agenda packets out on the Wednesday before Monday meeting, so the public and council members have time to review it before Monday shows up, and there's time to ask staff questions. You'll have Thursday, Friday to ask those questions. So giving the public more lead time, more opportunities. And I'm hopeful at some point we're going to be posting a rolling agenda so people can kind of see the time frame of when things are moving forward. So we're working on those things, how to be more transparent, how to put the information out there. You know, it's a fractured media source out there. Not everybody reads the paper. Not everybody, hopefully everyone does this through the radio. Some people use Facebook.
I think we're preaching to the choir,
I know, right now. So yeah. We're trying to figure out those ways to make sure that we're communicating and to be more clear in our communications. So we've been working with the manager and his staff, and it's been a great, they've been very welcoming to these ideas about moving us forward with these kinds of things.
Awesome. All right. 2016 is going to be exciting. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.